The Holiday Parks Uncover podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and any and all views expressed by the hosts or guests, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omission of misleading or defamatory statements, should be taken as such.
We are
Holiday
Parks.
Hello and welcome to Holiday Parks Uncovered, the podcast.
Your destination for all horror stories related to holiday parks.
We are your hosts, Punk.
And Jude.
We have a special episode for you today. Today we are joined by the newest member of our team, Joey. Joey, say hello.
Hello there.
Today we are sharing stories submitted to us from members of the public, specifically horror stories related to Haven holidays.
That's right, Jude. We're also deviating slightly from our usual format dealing with owners. Today, we're sharing stories from those who have had nightmare holidays.
Exciting! Joey is kicking things off with a story from someone who wishes to be referred to as Ali Chicane.
We booked a caravan at Kiln Park for a week. First impressions on entering was a strong, overpowering smell of bleach, and the floors were still wet. I noticed the curtains were ripped. The toilet had a strong smell of urine, which lasted all week. The dressing table was cracked with a chunk out of it. The main bed mattress was very badly stained. We asked for it to be changed. We pulled the settee bed out in the living room. Underneath were old chips, McDonald's drink wrappers, and lots of food and mess. The mattress on the settee bed was awful. It was about 5 centimeters thick and stained. We asked for this to be changed. The kettle wasn't working. Also asked for this to be changed. The settees were all badly stained. We found old stained clothes under the single beds, which looked like they'd been there for weeks. It was just really run down. I complained to the reception. They changed the mattress and the kettle and said if we left, they could try and clean the sofa. But I'm disabled, and this was nearly 4 p.m. So I refused, as the sofas would then be wet and unusable. Plus, the weather was really bad. So where did they expect us to go? I complained on returning home, and they just don't want to know and won't accept responsibility for it. Such a shame. We weren't treated with respect or listened to.
Well, my goodness, that really was awful to hear. Imagine that, Jude. A week in a holiday home with the aroma of urine filling the air.
Aroma de la urine.
Right. So, next story then.
OMG. Horrible, horrible, horrible experience. Got to Haggerston Castle around 7:20 Friday for a weekend visit. Unloaded and got into the van to find it absolutely filthy and disgusting. My son has allergies and within half an hour he was wheezing and eyes puffy. I decided to go to customer service to complain, but by the time we walked over, it had just closed, in quotation marks. I rang out of hours and the number, and I explained it was affecting my son's health, but they didn't have any cleaners on site and couldn't do anything about it until the next day, so said to wait it out. Helpful. It got to after 10 p.m. and he was getting so much worse, so I had to call the number back and say we physically can't stay in the van. The man said he was sorry to hear that and advised us to call the next morning. We left site immediately after. The next morning, I rang the customer services and they offered to bank the amount or a 50% refund. I didn't think this was right given how much time, money and upheaval already had been spent and asked to escalate it because I should not lose 50% for staying in a van that was so rank it was impacting my son's health. I didn't want to drive all the way there and leave again a couple of hours later. I was told to complete the online complaints form and someone would come back to me. So I did. Fast forward to this morning, I got an email saying I had agreed to a 50% refund, which had now been processed. I rang up furious because I absolutely had not. Turns out they, in quotes, made a mistake and will review and come back to me later. So I get another email tonight saying that regardless of the mistake, the 50% still stands and basically tough titties. Their policy states that I didn't give them sufficient opportunity to rectify, and so the refund amount is reduced. Again, I stated I do not accept 50% and that I did report this and it wasn't my fault. They didn't have cleaners on site to clean or someone available to move us. The guy basically told me I was free to seek legal advice. Huh. And also, he has revoked the 50% since I didn't accept it. And that's that. Absolutely horrendous. Feel so annoyed and trapped. How can they get away with this kind of behaviour? Absolute thieves. Disgusting, dirty, grimy thieves, and that's that. Should be ashamed of themselves. And that comes from someone who would like to be referred to as Nat. So thank you, Nat, for that.
This is a submission from Melissa. On our first night at Haven, my adult son woke about 2:45 a.m. due to his baby waking him. He realised at that point he didn't feel too good, so went to his bathroom. He then passed out. I woke due to the thud as he fell. Whilst I was seeing to him and getting him some water, I also passed out. My husband then came to see me. I started to become conscious and tried to get to my feet, but then I passed out again. My husband then started to feel dizzy. We all immediately went outside, as our only thoughts were, this could be carbon monoxide exposure. As we waited to be moved caravans, we decided to get advice from the hospital as we were worried about the two children and my daughter-in-law being pregnant. They treated it as suspected carbon monoxide poisoning and sent for an ambulance. We were all put on oxygen and taken to hospital for blood tests. They found low levels of carbon monoxide in all of our bloods. Haven are denying there was anything wrong and claimed that they had carried out all the relevant checks. I have the reports. Apparently, there was nothing wrong in the caravan. I don't believe this, but it's difficult to prove otherwise. They refused to give us any money back for our stay. Judging by the cleanliness and the electric fireplace in the living room not working, I do not believe they carried out the checks properly. In regards to the long-term effects, we all seem fine in ourselves. However, I do hope the unborn baby isn't affected in any way. Also, it has made us worry. Not a bad thing, I suppose. We all went out and bought carbon monoxide detectors, and my daughter-in-law and I have been waking up a lot, feeling very anxious during the night. I have since been to the doctors to try and get some clarification for passing out and having low oxygen levels. I've had to have more blood tests and an ECG. Both have come back fine and my oxygen levels are where they should be. So although the doctors and hospital can't confirm that we had carbon monoxide poisoning, as the levels were low, bloods were taken about 2 hours after collapsing, there is no explanation for all of our blood results to show low levels of oxygen. It ruined our family breakaway. And I'm just really annoyed that Haven couldn't even have the decency to meet us halfway and offer some payment back to us. I don't believe they carry out checks as they should. It seems more like a tick box exercise without the checks. The caravan itself wasn't up to the standard it should have been, cleanliness-wise, either.
That one is quite shocking, and that's an understatement. To book a holiday away at Haven and to end up in hospital having blood tests due to suspected carbon monoxide poisoning is astonishing. Really sorry for that lady and her family. That is truly awful. This next story is from a lady called Carolyn, and this pertains to Carolyn and her family in an absolutely awful holiday they experienced at Haven. In October 2023, we booked a much-needed break with Haven at their Craig Tara site in Scotland. We decided to book one of their apartments due to the time of year. Upon arriving after a five-hour drive, we opened the door to the most unbearable smell of sewage. The apartment was thick with dust rips in the curtain, floors and sofa, dirty bedding, dirty kitchen, and infested with some form of bugs. We contacted Haven straight away and had no reply. We ended up calling the out of hours, who sent down three cleaners. They shared with us how they wouldn't spend a night in there and how it was always this bad. We requested a move, of course, and were told no. We spent the night in there unable to unpack or enjoy anything. The following day, after a reception complaint, we were moved to another apartment. On face value, this was cleaner, but unsafe. There had been a fire from the electric fireplace. The floor was burnt, the radiators had been removed in the bedroom where my son was sleeping, and the live wires were left hanging out of the wall. The toilet was backing up with sewage, and there was visible, sick left on the walls. We again complained and made the decision to leave. We were given a refund for our stay. We took the complaint further with Haven and the park as a health and safety concern, and they could not have cared less. The whole park was dirty, including the swimming pool and entertainment areas. Lots of unsafe paving and lighting, certainly not somewhere you'd want to take your child. We are very lucky that no harm came to our son from the live electrics. We were glad to leave and since have refused a holiday with Haven. We were left massively out of pocket, paying for hotels and events, trying to give our son a nice break, and had to bin our food shop due to not having storage and the apartments being just so dirty. In all honesty, I was pretty disgusted with the way Haven dealt with our complaint. The manager on site issued a full refund, in fairness, and she tried her best to do what she could, giving us site passes as sort of an engagement gift and a toy for our son. The head office at Haven, however, were not interested. They didn't act like they were concerned whatsoever. When I showed them the photographs and evidence, they didn't even grace me with a reply. Craig Tara is a well-known, as I've later found out, for being dirty, run down and unsafe. Simply look online to see some reviews. Absolutely horrific story. Could you imagine staying somewhere with sewage leaking out of your apartment? That is awful.
Another holiday park uncovered.
Absolutely. Well, Jude, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening, listener, and join us on the next episode, won't you?
The Holiday Parks Uncovered podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical, legal, or financial advice.